the three triads. The nine Enneagram types are split into groups of threes, which are called centers of intelligence. Each Enneagram style is rooted in one of the three centers. These three centers manifest in the form of the head center, or thinking type, the gut center, or belly type, the feelings center, or heart type. The notion of a primary center refers to the ways in which we typically react, often internally, to events in our lives. While we all have heads, hearts, and bodies, each of us tends to favor one of these three modalities in the manner we perceive and process information, communicate, behave, and where we will start operating from most of the time. Each center, also called a triad, represents three of the nine Enneagram styles, hence culminating in all nine types. The head center. The head center represents Enneagram styles 5, 6, and 7. The head center's dominant negative fixation is on fear and anxiety. Fives respond to fear by withdrawing, retreating into their minds in order to understand the complex world we live in. Staying inside feels safe and they get used to this exploration. They do this through observation. Sixes react to their worry and fear by anticipating negative scenarios and planning alternatives to circumvent what could go wrong. Sevens take a different route in dealing with fear, moving from worry very quickly into planning for pleasurable possibilities. Although sevens do not appear fearful on the surface, they are actually running from fear and pain and avoidance reaction. The heart center. Your Enneagram style may be in the heart center, which involves styles 2, 3, and 4. Individuals with these heart-centered styles work hard to show a certain front or project a certain image, and they use their emotions as feelers to gather people's perceptions about them and what might be the best way to respond. The heart center's dominant negative fixation is on shame and fear of humiliation. Twos try to create an image of being likable, and you frequently can notice twos smile a lot and give good eye contact so as to connect fast and be comfortable with others. They look to others for affirmation of their self-worth. Threes do their best to project an image of success, and they hope to have the admiration of others for what they accomplish or are perceived to have accomplished. This is frequently done through the top brands they deck from top to toe, the cars they drive, and the pens they use. As the most inwardly focused of the center styles, or the, at least the heart center styles, fours try to create an image of being different or special, and they choose to stand out from the rest by using their emotional sensitivity to defend against rejection. This defense mechanism will be discussed in a separate video. The gut center. Your Enneagram style may be in the gut, body, or instinctual center, which involves styles 8, 9, and 1. The gut center typically struggles with anger, whether they are repressed, expressed, or suppressed. The one's anger often manifests as frequent irritations followed by flares of resentment. Ones also tend toward being self-critical, picky about their own thoughts and actions, hence feelings of anger which they repress. Eights tend to express their anger outwardly and directly. The anger, which begins in the gut and moves up and outward, is stimulated by various events such as injustice, weakness in others, or even someone taking ineffective control of a situation. And if they sense someone is hiding the truth or keeping something away from them, that's when eights will really react as well. The nine's anger, sometimes called anger that went to sleep, lies deep below the surface. The nine's anger gets activated when they feel either ignored or forced to do something against their will, in which case the anger may turn into passive-aggressive behavior. Nines tend to avoid direct anger and conflict, preferring a feeling of rapport and comfort with others.